At midday, Pope Francis appeared at the central balcony of St. Peter's Basilica, overlooking the square, to deliver his traditional Urbi et Orbi Christmas message and blessing. The event was telecast live by numerous networks around the world. The Latin expression Urbi et Orbi means to the city of Rome and to the world, as the Pope is both the Bishop of Rome as well as the head of the Universal Catholic Church. The papal Urbi et Orbi message is delivered twice a year, at Christmas and at Easter. The entire message was delivered in Italian. As Pope Francis appeared at St. Peter's central balcony, a vast crowd in the square below burst into a thunderous applause.
Cari fratelli e sorelle di Roma e del mondo intero, buongiorno e buon Natale. Faccio mio il canto degli angeli che apparvero ai pastori di Betlemme nella notte in cui nacque Gesù.
The Pope began his Christmas message of 2013 with a hearty greetings to all in Rome and throughout the world. He said that he takes up the song of the angels who appeared to the shepherds in Bethlehem on the night when Jesus was born. It is a song which unites heaven and earth, giving praise and glory to heaven and the promise of peace to earth and all its people. Pope Francis then invited all to share this song, adding, "It is a song for every man and woman who keeps watch through the night, who hopes for a better world, who cares for others while humbly seeking to do his or her duty."
Gloria a Dio. A questo prima di tutto ci chiama il Natale, a dare gloria a Dio, perché è buono.
Glory to God, said the Pope, adding, "This is what Christmas bids us to do, give glory to God, for He is good, He is faithful, He is merciful." The Pontiff then expressed the hope that everyone will come to know the true face of God, the Father who has given us Jesus, and that everyone will feel God's closeness, live in His presence, love Him, and adore Him. He invited all to give glory to God above all by our lives, by lives spent for love of Him and of all our brothers and sisters.
E pace agli uomini. La vera pace, noi lo sappiamo, non è un equilibrio tra forze contrarie.
Peace to mankind. True peace is not a balance of opposing forces, said Pope Francis, nor is it a lovely facade which conceals conflicts and divisions. Peace calls for daily commitment, starting from God's gift, from the grace which He has given us in Jesus Christ, explained the Pope. Looking at the child in the manger, our thoughts turn to those children who are the most vulnerable victims of wars, but we also think of the elderly, the battered women, the sick. Wars shatter and hurt so many lives, reflected Pope Francis.
Troppe ne ha spezzato negli ultimi tempi il conflitto in Siria.
Too many lives have been shattered in recent times by the conflict in Syria, fueling hatred and vengeance, said the Pope. The Pope then prayed to the Lord to spare the beloved Syrian people further suffering and to enable the parties in conflict to put an end to all violence and guarantee access to humanitarian aid. Emphasizing the power of prayer, Pope Francis said that he is happy today that the followers of different religious confessions are joining us in our prayer for peace in Syria. He exhorted the people never to lose the courage of prayer, the courage to say, "Lord, grant your peace to Syria and to the whole world," said the Pope.
Dona pace alla Repubblica Centroafricana, spesso dimenticata dagli uomini.
Pope Francis prayed for peace to the Central African Republic, often forgotten and overlooked. He prayed that the Lord may bring peace to that land, torn apart by a spiral of violence and poverty, where so many people are homeless, lacking water, food, and the bare necessities of life. He also prayed for social harmony in South Sudan, adding that the current tensions have already caused numerous victims and are threatening peaceful coexistence in that young state. Prince of Peace, in every place, turn hearts aside from violence and inspire them to lay down arms and undertake the path of dialogue, prayed the pontiff, especially remembering Nigeria, rent by constant attacks which do not spare the innocent and defenseless there. He also prayed for blessings and a favorable outcome to the peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians. Heal the wounds of the beloved country of Iraq, once more struck by frequent acts of violence, fervently prayed Pope Francis.
Tu, Signore della vita, proteggi quanti sono perseguitati a causa del tuo nome. Dona speranza e conforto ai profughi.
Pope Francis also prayed for all the persecuted Christians. He also asked the Lord to grant hope and consolation to the displaced and refugees, especially in the Horn of Africa and in the eastern part of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Grant that migrants in search of a dignified life may find acceptance and assistance, he prayed. Recalling the tragedies like that of the Lampedusa, the Pope wished that such tragedies may never occur again. Child of Bethlehem, prayed the Pope, touch the hearts of all those who engaged in human trafficking, that they may realize the gravity of this crime against humanity.
Assisti e proteggi quanti sono vittime di calamità naturali, soprattutto il caro popolo filippino, gravemente colpito.
Pope Francis also prayed for cyclone-affected people of Philippines, calling them the beloved people of the Philippines, gravely affected by the recent typhoon. He concluded saying that today in this world, in this humanity, is born the Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Let us pause before the Child of Bethlehem. Let us allow our hearts to be touched. Let us allow ourselves to be warmed by the tenderness of God. Let us ask Him to help us to be peacemakers each day in our life, in our families, in our cities and nations, in the whole world. Let us allow ourselves to be moved by God's goodness.
Che ci aiuti a costruirla ogni giorno nella nostra vita, nelle nostre famiglie, nelle nostre città e nazioni, nel mondo intero. Lasciamoci commuovere dalla bontà di Dio.
After the Urbi et Orbi Christmas message, Pope Francis delivered his Christmas greetings in Italian.
A voi, cari fratelli e sorelle, giunti da ogni parte del mondo in questa piazza.
To you, dear brothers and sisters, gathered from throughout the world in the square, and to all those from different countries who join us through the communication media, I offer my cordial best wishes for a Merry Christmas. Christmas greetings over, Pope Francis concluded by imparting his special Christmas Urbi et Orbi blessing. Cardinal Jean-Louis Tauran announced that all those who are following the event in St. Peter's Square, as well as via radio, TV and other digital media, could obtain a plenary or full indulgence in keeping with the rules established by the Catholic Church. An indulgence is the full or partial remission of temporal punishment in purgatory due for sins which have already been forgiven at confession. There are a number of conditions that a person seeking an indulgence must fulfill, most importantly, a total detachment from sin. Hence, those receiving the Pope's special Christmas blessing could obtain a full or plenary indulgence.
Santi Apostoli Petrus et Paulus, de quorum potestate et autoritate confidimus, ipsi intercedam pro nobis ad Dominum.
Amen.
Precibus et meritis, Beate Mariae Semper Virginis, Beati Michaelis Arcangeli, Beati Ioannis Baptiste, et Santorum Apostolorum Petri et Pauli, et Omnium Santorum.
Amen.
Miseriatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimissis omnibus peccatis vestris, perducat vos, Iesus Christus, ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Indulgentiam, absolutionem, et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum, spatium veri et fructuose penitentiae, cor sempre penitens, et emendationem vitae, gratiam et consolationem Sancti Spiritus, et finalem perseverantiam in bonis operibus trivo ad vobis, omnipotens et misericors Domino.
Amen.
Et benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendat super vos et maniat semper.
Amen. Amen.